The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, Text Number 38, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 16th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Therefore, in the capital of Hastinapur, he enthroned his grandson, who was trained and equally qualified, as the emperor and master of all the land bordered by the seas.
So it appears that 5,000 years ago, all the lands of this globe were known. It is a mistake that America was discovered. It was known. Otherwise, how it is said that the land encircled by water, unless it is known. Our so-called Hindus, they say that if somebody goes on the other side of the sea, he becomes fallen. Does it mean that the emperor did not go outside? The capital was Hastinapur, which is now near New Delhi. That they say the Pandav fort is there. Anyway, so the whole world was being governed by the emperor situated in Hastinapur, one state. There are many evidences. Therefore, the history of the whole world is called Mahabharata. Maha means greater. Mahabharata, the history. Mahabharata is history. They call it epic. No, it is history. So, formerly, the whole planet, Bharatvarsha, it was named Bharatvarsha, and it was being governed by one emperor. Therefore, it is said here, Sarat. Sarat means completely independent. Maharaj Yudhishthira was not dependent on any other king or any other state. He was fully independent. Whatever he liked, he could do. That is king, that is emperor. If the so-called king or the president is dependent on the votes of some rascal voters, then what kind of Sarat is? At the present moment, the so-called president is dependent on the votes of some rascals, that's all. The rascals, they do not know whom to vote, and therefore another rascal is elected, and when he's not doing well, they cry. You have elected, why you are crying now? Because they are rascals, they do not know that this is going on. But actually, the head of the state should be Sarat, fully independent, not on the votes of the praja. He is only dependent on Krishna, just like Maharaj Yudhishthira. All the Pandavas, they were under the order of Krishna. So the king or the emperor is representative of King Krishna. Therefore he is so honored. Naradeva. The king's another name is Naradeva. God in as human being. God as human being. The king is so respected because he is representative of Krishna. Any representative of Krishna, the king, not the present king or president, but this is the ideal. So, he should be so perfect representative that it is said by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasad. If the king is real representative of God, then simply by pleasing the king, you please the Almighty Father, God. These are these. So why Krishna wanted this battle of Kurukshetra to install Maharaj Yudhishthira on the throne? Because he knew that he is my right representative, not Duryodhana. Therefore, there must be fight, and this Duryodhana and company should be finished, and Yudhishthira should be installed. So selection, this is parampara. So Yudhishthira's responsibility is the next king, because he is going to retire. The next emperor, he should be also equally qualified like me. And therefore it is said, susamam gunai. Susamam. Exactly. My representative. He has got my grandson, Parikshit. He has got the equal qualification. Therefore he should be minister. Not a bhagavan. No, that cannot be. When Maharaj Parikshit was born, he was the only child in the whole Kuru family. All others were killed in the battle. No, he was also posthumous child. He was within the womb of his mother. His mother was simply pregnant. his father, 16 years old only, Abhimanyu, Arjuna's son, he went to fight in the battle. He was so great warrior, the 7 big men required to kill him. Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Duryodhana, like that, all combined together. So there is no mercy. This Abhimanyu was grandson, great-grandson of all the heroes who encircled him to kill. Very beloved grandson or great-grandson, Bhishma's great-grandson, Duryodhana's grandson, but it is fight, Kshatriya. When you have come to fight, we must kill the opposite party. It doesn't matter whether it is my beloved son or great-grandson. This is duty. So, this Abhimanyu, father of Maharaj Parikshit, only 16 years old, his mother, Uttara, king of Maharaj Virat. So, when he was born, there is Vedic ceremony, Jatakarma ceremony. After a child is born, what a horrible age we are now. We are killing before the birth of the child. This is Kali. Such astra. It is so welcome, auspicious, a child is born in the family. There is ceremony, Jatakarma ceremony. Before the child is born, there is ceremony. Garvadhan ceremony. Sadabhakhan ceremony. Such a nice culture. Where is gone now? Now, child is killed within the womb of the mother, by the mother. This is Kalpali. And it is scientific advantage. The scientists, the priests, they give order, the doctor gives that yes, do it. Just try to understand what is Kali Yuga. So anyway, this is the Vedic system that when a child is born, immediately his horoscope is made. Astrological science is so perfect. The moment the child is born, immediately calculated what is the position at this moment, then they derive calculation, this child will be like this, this will be this, will be this, will be this. I have also horoscope the other day talking, and it was clearly written that horoscope that this child, after 70 years, he will be great religious propagator and establish so many temples. Yes. This is astrology. Those are my students who have seen my horoscope in India. It is clearly written there. So that is horoscope. So, while the Brahmins were writing horoscope, so Maharaj Yudhishthira's anxiety was, they were describing, this child will be so, such a great hero, he will do this, and it was mentioned that he will die also being cursed by Brahmin. Yes, that was. So Yudhishthira Maharaj did not take care of that, how he'll die. He simply took care how he'll live. He inquired from the learned Brahmins whether this child will be exactly prototype of our dynasty. Because this is a Kuru dynasty, is the parampara system of emperors, all perfect. So whether this child will be like that. That was his inquiry, first. So, there, all the Brahmins replied, yes, sir, this is just quite fit to your family. Therefore, it is said here that Susamang Gunoi, by quality, exactly like Maharaj Yudhishthira. So, unless one is qualified, highly qualified, how he can be installed as the head of the executive of the state or the world? And this has been given charge to third-class voters who have no character. So how you can expect the elected person should be perfect? That is not possible. This is not the system. This is the system. The head of the state should be perfect. And the next head should be selected by this perfect head of the state, not by the rascal voters. This is perfection. If the head of the state is perfect, then naturally the citizens will be perfect. Because all the laws are there. If the head of the state says, no more meat eating, all slaughterhouses will be closed. If the head of the state says, no more intoxication, then all the cigarette factories and liquor factories will be closed. Is it not? Because, so therefore the head must be perfect. Then, jajjada acharati sreshtha tattad eva itare jana. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, that the, what the chief man behaves, others will fall. Therefore it is called leader. Leader. So you have read in Bhagavatam about the reign of Maharaja Yudhishthira, how perfect it was, that at that time the cows were supplying so much milk, the bag was packed with milk, that while the cows were moving, milks were dropping, and the pasture ground became muddy with milk. So much milk was being supplied. And it is said, sarmakamu dughamahi, and exactly in right time, the right quantity of rainfall was there, not like nowadays, sometimes there is no rain, and there is sometimes excessive rain, flood. What the scientists can do? They cannot check. These regulative principle depends on nature. And nature is being conducted by the Supreme Personality of God. Maya dhakshena prakriti swati sa characharam hetunani kauntya jagat bhi parivartate. This cosmic manifestation is going regularly. The sun is rising exactly the time, it is setting exactly the seasonal coming, exactly under the order of the Supreme Personality of God. So, when the king is a debauched, or the president is a debauched, and the citizens are also debauched, there is restriction of supply by nature, under the order of the Supreme. Just like there is now petroleum problem. Now, by the order of the Supreme, the restriction is there, now they are howling, calling. So everything will rest. Tasmin tushti jagat tushta. If you keep Krishna satisfied, if you all become devotees, Krishna conscious, there is no question of scarcity. There is no question of scarcity. There is immense supply. Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama. We have seen it. You have also seen. Sometimes, in season, there's so much mango supply that they rot on the ground. Nobody cares to take it. So supply is not in your hand. You cannot supply by factory. You can manufacture bolts and nuts, not rice or dal or ghee or mango or fruits. So, supply is eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama. What is the difference between God and ourselves? We are also living entities, God is also living entities. Nitya nityana. I have several times explained this. It's a Krishna. What is the difference of Krishna? You have got two hands, I have got two hands. He has got two hands. He has two legs, you have got two legs. So the appearance, Krishna is equal, or in quality. But the difference is that he maintains everyone, and you are maintained. You are not maintainer. You cannot maintain even your family. What to speak of maintain everyone. But God maintains everyone. Eko jo bahunam, bahunam, bahunam means many, unlimited. Unlimited number of living entities are there. There are millions of elephants in Africa, he is maintaining. At a time, the elephant eats about 40 kilograms. Who is supplying food? He is eating. The small fish in the ocean, he is also eating. A small ant, within the whole of your room, you are not supplying any food, but there, they have got their family, their friends and everything. Sometimes they come out in hundreds. Who is maintaining? Therefore, eko jo bahunam vidyate. Krishna is maintaining. God is maintaining. So, the king is required because the human being has got developed consciousness. So the chance is given. Just like this, your president's post is a very exalted post. But he's a, somehow or other, people say that he has misused that for you, God. Similarly, amongst all living entities, human being is the eldest, or the chief, or the supermost. So they should use their intelligence properly. But because every human being has got little independence, because he is part and parcel of God, God has got full independence, so he has also little independence. Just like big fire and a small fire, a spark. The spark is also fire. When the spark falls on your body, it immediately burns your clothes, because it is fire. Similarly, in quality, we are as good as God. We are spirit, soul, and Krishna is the supreme spirit, soul, Paramatma. So qualitatively there is no difference. But quantitatively there is difference. His intelligence, his power, and my power, my intelligence is not the same. You can manufacture a toy, Sputnik, to fly in the sky, to float in the sky by so many mechanical arrangements. As soon as the machine is gone out, immediately falls down. But just see what machine is there. Millions and trillions of airplane, big, big planet with big, big mountains, oceans, they are floating. So that is his intelligence. Your intelligence may be that you can also float a big aeroplane, but what is that big aeroplane in comparison to these big, big planets? It is nothing. There is also petrol stock, and in the aeroplane there is also petrol stock. Perhaps it is floating by petrol, and you are taking out all the petrol, so one day it will fall down. Yes? You are disturbing God's arrangement. Just like in we had the history of Lord Varaha lifting this planet, Earth planet, from the Garbhodha ocean. So any time it can fall down, but it is being floated by the supreme power. Otherwise, by calculation, how such a big planet can float just like a cotton swab? Not only one, millions. So that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Gamavisham ahamojesu dharayami. He enters in each and every planet, in each and every universe, each and every atom, andantarastham paramanu chayantarastham, maintaining that. So, the emperor should be representative of God. He should be qualified, fully qualified. That was the Vedic system. Monarchy, but fully qualified. Therefore, he could maintain the kingdom. The citizens are fully qualified, so qualified that they did not suffer even from disease, excessive heat, excessive coldness, no. Very peaceful. Supply was properly. Sarvakama dughamahi. Everything was being supplied. Whatever you want, that is supplied through the earth. Through the earth. Even if you take meat, that is also coming from the earth. The grass is there, the animal is eating, the cow or the goat, then you are able to eat the animal. So, sarvakama dughamahi. But a human being is not meant for eating animal. Although the nature is that one animal eats another animal. That is the nature. But you have got discrimination. God has given you, when you are in the jungle, you are a tiger, you can eat animal. But when you are civilized, when you can produce nice foodstuff, so many nice grains, fruits, and meal, why should you eat meat? That means you are misusing your advanced intelligence improperly. Therefore, you must suffer. You must suffer. You are using your intelligence. Your intelligence was given to understand what is God, what is your relationship with God, why you are rotting in this material world under shadow, illusion of so-called happiness. These things have to be known in human form and body. Not like working very hard like cats and dogs and asses and eat little food and do all sinful activities. This is not human intelligence. So who will control? If the king, the head of the government is perfect, then he will control. So that is all gone. Therefore we are suffering. Therefore Yudhishthira Maharaj's first business is, before appointing his grandson, he was very much eager to know whether he is competent, exactly my representative. This is the business of the king. Puyo Nibhyapating means the whole world, the modern India. If you hear some land, no. The India was governing, India, the king or the emperor of Hastinapur, he was the emperor. Now, seven seas, seven highlands, they are mentioned in the Vedic literature, seven islands. The emperor would be emperor of the whole earth, and there was everywhere the Vedic culture. Everywhere the Vedic culture was, more or less, principally in that part which is known as India. But in other parts also, the Vedic culture was there. And the Europeans, they belong to the Kshatriya family, and the Americans also coming from them. Now, in due course of time, 5,000 years, there is no history. The modern history can give detail up to 3,000 years. They do not know what is beyond 3,000 years. But you can get history of the human society for millions of years from Vedic literature. Not poor fund of knowledge, only 2,000 years or 3,000. It's like this Yudhishthira Maharaj was emperor 5,000 years ago. So this is the history that is Mahabharata. This is their characteristic that is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything is there. These rascal scholars, they say that these are literatures within 1,500 years or like that. No. That is not accepted by us or our acharyas. That is not accepted. There are many evidences, archaeological evidences also. So 5,000 years ago, the king was so perfect. And there was one king who was ruling all over the... In the battlefields of Kurukshetra, from all parts of the world, the subordinate kings, they joined to cooperate with either of the parties, Pandavas and the Kurus. So, Bhume... Obhishancha, just like we install deity, we bathe the deity with so many waters. Similarly, during installation of the king, the same ceremony takes place before the prince or the emperor sits on the throne. The same ceremony, Abhishek ceremony, is performed. Therefore, it is called Abhishancha. Gajahaya means Hastinapur. Hasti means elephant. So because it is Hastinapur, therefore the name, and Gaja means also elephant. It is named after elephant. There are many elephants. Just like Gokula. Krishna's planet is known as Gokula. There are many cows, Surabhi cows. Go means cow. Similarly, this capital of Maharaj Yudhishthira, Hastinapur, may be taken that there are many elephants. Formerly, the kings used to maintain, otherwise who will maintain elephant? Suppose I bring one elephant, I present to you, will you accept? You'll be finished. You can keep one dog, go, go, go. But if I say, I present you one elephant, please keep it. You will know, sir, no, sir, it is not possible. So, we'll maintain. There, in India, there is a place near Patna where up to 10 years before, it was a market, real market, for selling cows, horses, elephants, camels, like that. Now there is no customer. At the present moment, that fear of selling big, big horses, nobody can purchase horse. They have got this tin car. That also not everyone. So people have become poor. Nobody can maintain now horses or elephant or number of cows. No, that is not possible. So they are condemned now. Formerly they were maintaining. Instead of keeping a big car, they used to keep 2-3 elephants, number of horses, number of cows. This is a domestic animal. They are domestic animals. They used to be maintained. But nowadays they cannot. But during Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, or before that, the city was so full of elephants that it is named after elephant, Hastinapura. Many elephants. Still in India, in big procession, marriage ceremony, they bring some elephants. That is, in procession, elephants, horses are demonstrated, especially royal family. But these things have now gone. Now, instead of Hastinapura, it is now motor car pool. Thank you very much.